Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Quizzical. This is a podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with our contestant, Sammy Shah! Welcome.
Thank you, thank you. Sorry I was late. I was protesting outside.
Yes. Yes, we have managed to squeeze ourselves through the anti-vaxxers today.
Yeah, no, it's...
When we booked you, I thought it would be convenient because you'd be walking up Bourke Street anyway.
Well, I mean, I've always said it's my body and everyone's choice, really. Jab the shit out of me, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
You just got back from Perth. Many anti-vaxxers in Perth?
This is the weird thing. So I was doing... So I've got a stand-up bit, which I do. I ask on stage, I'm like, any anti-vaxxers in the crowd? Done in Melbourne, done in Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide. No one ever raises their hands. Mm-hmm. Perth, half the crowd, proudly wow. Raising their hands. There's no stigma there to it. Uh-huh. They're okay with being anti-vaxxers.
And how did this change your opinion of Perth?
I mean, it solidified my opinion of Perth. I don't think it changed shit. Because, like, I mean...
Because I saw you do some stand-up here at Comedy Republic. I think you'd got back from Perth...
The same morning.
The same day?
Yeah, morning. That
you
morning.
Were angry. You were an angry man.
It is the pun capital of Australia, it turns out. There is no... I don't, if anyone here knows, like, in the FBI list of signs of psychopathy, killing animals is one thing, and then puns is the second highest one. And that's all of fucking Perth comedy. I saw 16 comedians at an open mic. 16. Way too many comedians.
16 comedians. I think that's a mistake of comedians. I think that's what you call that.
It's a collective noun, yeah.
We have a quiz here. This is the plan for today.
Oh, that's why I'm here.
We have 10 questions that we are, from today, starting to write ourselves. We're no longer stealing the quiz! Now, a big thank you to the Saturday Paper for everything that they've done. But too many questions about genocide, so we've moved on to writing our own quiz, which is what I have here. The wonderful staff at Comedy Republic have written this for you, but I reckon it's too difficult on your own, so we've got a brains trust here to assist.
Oh, thank God. Okay, yeah. As you know, I'm famously stupid.
Thank God. First of all, he's actually just finished a Premier League match. It's a big hello to Steve Butland! Woo! Oh, Steve.
G'day, Steve.
Steve.
How you doing over there?
God, you are wet, aren't you? That's how I would describe you.
Tough game out there, but, you know, lads in Wolf, and, you know, we're trying to implement everything we're trying to do during the week of training and all that, but I've come out, done well, got the result needed, and, looking forward to the next match. Come on.
I think that the post-match interview will happen in a second. You've come into Wax Quizzical here. This is a quiz show.
Thanks for inviting me to all that, but you know, I just want to say the ref, you know, a couple of key decisions went our way, and we were lucky about that. But you know, that's just, you know, that's it. We train there week in, week out, and You can only do hard work. You can't really argue with that boy. It's coming down.
Steve, are you going to go to Doha, to Qatar, for the FIFA World Cup?
I don't know what that is, but...
So Steve Butland is here to assist you today.
Right.
If any sports questions come up.
Great, excellent. Are you good at sports history? Like...
Yes, yeah, just give me a chance, you know. Like, again, I'll just go back to the game, you know, we had that corner deep in the second half, and we had to step up, and luckily, you know, Jonesy pulled in the back of the net, and we were lucky to get the result. But.
Steve Butland, everybody, is here. But the Brains Trust does not end there. We also have here today the High Priestess of Pop. It's a big hello to Juniper Wilde. Yes, Juniper. Oh, you brought your dog.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. And you've got your little puppy there. Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, Toto. Her name's Toto. And I thought, you know, I have to bring her along. Joe Rogan podcast, really exciting stuff, and I wouldn't want Toto to miss it.
Oh no, so this, I'm not Joe Rogan. This is Wax Quizzical. It's a very dumb improv podcast. So Juniper Wilde is here, everybody.
We are, though, anti-vax as well, right? Like Rogan?
No, everyone's vaccinated. You're vaccinated, aren't you, Juniper?
Yeah, with ketamine.
So vaccinated from ketamine? Like ketamine doesn't affect you anymore? Or
I mean, ketamine's actually really good for fighting off COVID. So
is it?
That's what. Yeah, that's why.
I haven't tried that. Is that because
you
don't mix with people after you've had some ketamine?
Yeah, and also just like it's science, okay?
Well, so convinced. Okay, so any questions about science, I guess Juniper is here to assist.
Absolutely.
All these Brains Trust members are all now...
I already feel safer.
Yeah, yes.
Don't about the your safe fans, man. Honestly, well, like we've got a goalie who played a fantastic game today. All credit to lads, he's done well during the week. And, you know, a lot of criticism unfair thrown his way, but you really answered Chris. It's great.
No idea what he just said. Yeah.
But these are Brains Trust members are all actually subscribed to the Brains Trust, and everyone can subscribe to the Brains Trust now. If you go online and in the show notes, you can click through the link. You can be a member of the Brains Trust, and we'll actually cross to the wider Brains Trust in the audience today to get some help from them as well. But shall we kick off the quiz?
Yeah, let's kick off.
Are you ready? Yeah.
Question number one: if you nutmeg someone, what sport are you playing? And you can see how the questions have changed. If you nutmeg someone, what sport are you playing? Do you follow any sports, Sammy?
No.
No, okay. So
might come as no shock to anyone.
Straight to the branches. Okay, so sports question. So let's go. Juniper Wilde, do you follow any sport? You look like a sporty person.
Yes, I am. I am athletic. I am sporty. I love the sport. I love the Super Bowl halftime show.
Sporty Spice, I imagine, is an inspiration for you.
I love Sporty Spice. I love Sporty Spice. I love running from the cops. I love I love breaking down pharmacy doors. I love going to the Mardi Gras.
Great. And because the cover of your new album, I can't remember what your album's called.
Yeah, it's Juniper Wilde. I wish I was at Joe Rogan. My album.
The album changes every day. But the cover, you know, on the front cover, you're playing AFL on the front cover.
That's right, I am. Because it's like, it's just about me and balls. And that's how I sell. Because sex sells.
Yes.
And I've nutmegged a few times, actually.
Have you?
I'm sure you have, love. Fucking hell. Look, I'll just tell you right off the bat, Sammy. Unless you're cooking with something. nutmeg is a term when you kick the ball through someone's legs.
And what sport are we talking about?
Football.
All right, just making sure. All right, so I'm gonna go with the answer over here, which is football.
Football. Okay, absolutely. We'll lock in for question number one. We'll lock in football. Question number two: which of these is not a cheese? Question number two: which of these is not a cheese? Here are your options: stinking bishop, Ticklemore.
Okay.
Slack McGirdle.
Hey, he's a great player. Fantastic player, Slack McGirdle. I'll tell you what, He's coming up to the younger ranks, coming up to the youth squads, and yeah, he'll be playing in week in, week out every time soon. You don't worry about that. Or Slacky.
Or Pop's Bottom.
Sorry, what's the last one?
Pop's Bottom. Stinking Bishop, Ticklemore, Slack McGirdle, and Pop's Bottom.
Toot, it's me, Bondell.
Sorry, oh, Bondell's here.
I missed it. I've just got stuck around Pop's My Bottom and station down there, so it's been quite a busy time on the train, but I am here. Toot, welcome. What's the question?
Sorry, Sammy. Bondell is a train driver.
Oh.
Toot!
Yeah, great. Were you actually affected by the protests and everything?
Oh, no, I was late in it. Yeah, okay. I've been late in that.
You're massive anti-vaxxer.
Yeah. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many shots do you hit the floor? I've learned the dress code, I learned the songs. Yeah, I wrote them. I'm actually a songwriter.
Well, actually, you might know the other members of the Brains Trust here, Bondell, because David Beckham is, of course, on your train.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Or Bexy, yeah. No, he's all eyeball. I don't know, in small doses, you know what I mean? Like,
really?
He's kind of annoying, yeah.
No, I see him every day, I love him.
Oh, good, that's fucking good.
Because, you know, you've been spending time with the David Beckham I've replaced.
Ah.
So, okay. Yeah, that's just a bloke named Greg.
Oh, Greg.
Yeah, that's why you're not enjoying his company. I've got the real Beckham in my pink carriage.
You've stolen Beckham, haven't
Greg.
You?
Yeah.
From memory. But question number two was, which of these is not a cheese? So, Bondell, Stinking Bishop, Ticklemore, Slack McGirdle, or Pop's Bottom?
Bondell.
Any of those, do you think, not a cheese? Do you have a cheese carriage on your train?
Yeah, got a cheese carriage.
Yeah.
I've got cottage, got pizza, cheese, we've got Jeffles.
What's your favourite out of all the cheeses?
My favourite cheese.
Well, she's only managed to remember one cheese there, the others.
My favourite cheese, I told you, pizza, Jaffel, and cottage.
So, yeah, sorry.
That's my favourite one. I've got a friend,
right, he makes cheese by himself down the road and all that, but... So he's trying to make like the perfect cheese, but it's quite unachievable.
Well, I've got to check on the carriage because that's quite upsetting. So I'm going to...
Yeah, okay, well, thank you for being here, Bondell. Thank you very much.
See you later.
No closer, unfortunately, to knowing which of these is not a cheese. Stinking Bishop, Ticklemore, Slack McGirdle, or Pop's Bottom.
Well, I just want to jump in. Yeah. I am a vegan, but I can help a little bit.
Yeah.
Just because I do know the Stinking Bishop, that actually is a dick cheese, and I don't know if that counts in this question.
I haven't had that kind of cheese.
I have.
Oh, it's great. You see,
I'm
mask,
sure, yeah. Right?
That is why I'm a vegan now.
That's why I switched.
The third one was something McGirdle.
Slack McGirdle, who I think plays for Scotland.
Slack.
Yeah. So
I think,
football
because
player.
I think Slack McGirdle would have copyright protected his name.
I'll lock in Slacky. Slack McGirdle. Question number three. All Along the Watchtower is a song originally by which artist? All Along the Watchtower is a song originally by which artist?
Watchtower.
Now, I think I have the answer, but I know that you've got a music album and you might have a better understanding of musical history than I do.
Absolutely. As a musician who blew up on TikTok, I have a really deep understanding of musical history.
How many, so what does it mean to blow up on TikTok?
How many viewers?
Yeah. It means that I was doing a TikTok and I had so much hairspray in my hair.
Yeah.
And then I turned on, I was like burning some heroin in a bowl. But
we're
it was open
here,
fire, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I'm doing a bit on TikTok and like these one and then this one and then boof,
and
blew
then
up.
So you blew up.
Literally blew up, yeah.
And so that gives you the authority to answer
on,
this question.
On Along the Watchtower.
Yeah. So I'm going to say the Watchtower. I'm thinking Hunchback of Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Quasimodo. I'm thinking the gargoyles. Like I'm thinking maybe it was I think it's a gargoyle from the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, so a
not
gargoyle.
A gargoyle from the TV show Gargoyles.
No.
Okay. All right. Too deep cut. Sorry.
Listen to a woman.
It's a Gen Xer in me. I can't help myself.
Great show.
That was a Gen X reference. That fucking wasted. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you.
I think my notes here say we actually have a member of the Brains Trust with us today who knows all the songs.
Hey, how are you?
Oh wow.
Hi there.
Hi.
Sorry. What's your name and where are you from?
Grover Jackstand. Grover Jackstand.
Grover Jackstand.
Okay.
I know. We played a three-season game there once. Fantastic place.
I know all the songs. I know all of them.
You know, all of the
all
songs.
The songs.
Every
name song. Name a song. Name a song. I know
there
it.
Is just so many.
Name yeah. a song right now. Name a song. Somebody, I dare you.
Balle balle.
What?
It's a Pakistani song. Balle balle.
Balle balle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know that?
Yeah, I know
that
right, one, big time.
I'm convinced.
One of the best songs. Anyone else got a song? I bet you I know it.
Yeah, what about one that we could ask
excuse
him
me,
to
it's me, Paris.
Oh, Paris Hilton is here.
Hi. I'm really hoping for a collab. But I was just wondering if you know my song, Stars Are Blind. Yes, sing it.
Yeah.
Do you want to like sing it together or like no?
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you start it off and we'll get going.
What an honor. This is amazing.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah.
I don't mind spending the time with your
house. See, I know this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. It's been an honor.
Irrefutable.
Yeah.
That was hot.
Wow. Yeah. A low bar.
I know that song. I know that song too.
Oh,
yeah.
You know Low Bar?
Yeah, great song. Mm.
Do you happen to know All Along the Watchtower?
Yeah, one of my favorite all time songs.
Can you sing it?
The all lyrics? Along the Watchtower. Hey. Actually, originally written by Bob Dylan. Bet you didn't know that one, you piece of shit.
Very, very aggressive. Look, I felt from a brain trap. I thought we were supporting each other here.
No, sorry, that was part of a lyric.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Look, I'm off to say as well, like, you know, it's unfair to Labour footballers, like, you know, we just, you know brains, well, but...
That's a great song, too, I know that
yeah,
one.
It's fantastic. And, yeah.
Footballers have no brains, that. You know yeah. that one.
Great song.
How's that one go?
Footballers, no brains, get out of town. Hey,
Chumbawamba White.
Know that one, Chumbawamba.
Do you know, Wish You Well, Bernard Fanning's Wish You Well?
Yeah, it goes, I want to wish you well. It does that over and over again until it stops.
Yeah, he knows all the songs.
So easy. Yeah. I was going to say Bale Bale, but this is now, yeah.
You guys, you want to step to me, you better be ready, you know what I mean? Yeah. You come for the king, make sure you don't miss.
What about fireworks? Katy Perry's Fireworks?
Yeah, Fireworks. Yeah, no, that's Katy Perry.
Didn't miss.
Yeah. I can't question the authority here.
No, absolutely.
So I will go with Bob Dylan. Yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
We'll lock in,
all right.
Lock in Bob
sorry,
Dylan.
Sorry, just to check. So is it that I'm not an authority and you're not going to do Gargoyles because I'm a woman or because I'm blonde?
Grover Jackson, thank you so much for being here.
Thank
and,
you.
And contributing four songs.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Much appreciated.
Okay, I'll see you guys later. What are you guys doing after? What are you guys doing after?
Yeah, go for a drink. I think we.
You guys want to go for a drink?
So we're gonna go
we'll hit the lockers.
I can't drink. Yeah. I can't be around alcohol.
Like legally or?
Yeah, legally.
Oh, okay, medically.
No. Medically, it's great.
Okay.
Legally, it's a problem. Yeah.
It's late in the piece for this development.
So are you guys going? You guys going to do some karaoke or something? Because I know all the songs.
Thank you, Grover Jackstand, everybody. Would you like to put Bob Dylan?
I'm frightened, but yes.
Okay, I'll put Bob Dylan. Question number four. According to Bob Catter, how regularly is someone torn to pieces by a crocodile in far north Queensland? This is a up-to-date reference we've got here for you. According to political comedy for you on Wax Quizzical.
Do you pay attention to Queensland far-right politicians at all?
Look, to be honest, not really, but, you know, Bob Catter, you know, he's a good lad.
Yeah.
Does he play on your team, does he?
Nah, look, I know his nephew, Job Gatter. Yeah. He's a great player.
Is that M-A-N man or M-A-N-N?
M-A-N-N.
Oh, right, yeah, his last name is Man.
Yeah, he's going up to the youth ranks as well. And he's on the right, and yeah, brave future for the young lad. He's done well today, so...
Well, all flowers bloom, I guess. Yeah. Have you had any experience with Queensland politician Bob Catter?
Yes, I have. Yeah. Before I, you know, made it big, I got passed around. I'm not ashamed to say, Queensland politicians, mostly on the right.
it's not defamation yet, is it? But
no.
Than I thought it
we
would
are be. Getting close.
Yeah. every other day?
Yeah.
Is there anyone here in the Brains
Trust?
Yeah, anyone
in the Brains Trust
who's got experience with Bob Catter and might know how
the question
often
here, according to Bob Catter, how regularly is someone torn to pieces by a crocodile in far north Queensland?
We got someone there?
Of the Brains Trust here?
Yes, hello. It's wonderful
to
be here.
Oh, Werner Herzog is here.
Oh, wow. What an honor.
Wow, are you doing a documentary about Bob Catter?
Yes, I followed him as he gets torn apart by crocodiles. And we
like
talk
trauma,
about man's relationship with wild animals and their unending battle towards nature.
Terrifying.
Have you ever looked into the eyes of a chicken?
I can't say I have. Have you?
No,
I went to Nando's before coming here, and it's close.
They've normally removed the eyes
by
that point.
Yeah, true.
No, I haven't. Have you? Have you looked into the eyes of
a
chicken?
Yes, the enormity of the stupidity that is looking back at you.
I know. It's like looking at Juniper Wild, isn't it?
Hey, well, take it easy. Come on, Carter.
Wow,
on, take it
is
easy,
starting to feel like Joe Rogan, though, how much everyone is shitting on the only woman. Yay!
Werner Herzog, the question is, according to Bob Catter, how regularly is someone torn to pieces by a crocodile in far north Queensland? Have you chatted to Bob about that at all?
I've spoken to Bob numerous times regarding crocodiles.
Mm-hmm. It's big on his agenda,
and
yeah.
The wilderness, and I found it to be illuminating.
How long did you spend with him?
I studied him in the wild for quite some time without him knowing.
Oh, no, wait, like
okay,
stalking?
Yeah. So he doesn't know you're making a documentary about him?
No.
Were there cameras?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Just.
I had a camera on my phone.
Are you filming Bob Catter on your phone?
Just on my phone. And I'm not even using it landscape.
That could blow up on TikTok, you never
right,
know.
Right, yeah.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely. Always
TikTok.
Film portrait. Always. Always portrait, because you never know what you're going to get.
Life
absolutely.
Is meaningless, and we are all dying slowly and suffocating on the toxic humanity and its pollution.
I think it's 3 months.
I think I'm just going to do 3 months. It's sounds good to me.
I'll put 3 months.
I'm very depressed right now.
Question number 5. Sorry, we didn't even say goodbye to Vernon.
I thought.
It's all right. I've got to go do some things.
Okay.
I've got to take a really big shit.
Terrific. Question number 5. A 4-litre cask of Fruity Lexia has how many standard drinks?
One. It's one. One.
Is it one? Is it?
Yes, you can drive after the cask.
Yeah? Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah,
after the whole cask?
Yeah. Oh, what are you doing? A half?
Sorry.
I thought I was playing with the big boys. Silly.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, you know, it's really good to get in the box. You know, that's what I try to do every week. And, if you can get in that box, you can score goals. And you get in the small, you know, goalie box, penalty box. And just get a result in the day. It's good to feel.
So one is an option available to you, or get it in the box as well, I think.
You know what? I'm going to go with get it in the box.
You want to put get it in the box?
Yeah. Go with eight. Eight's a good number.
Eight?
Eight's a good number,
eight?
Yeah.
All right. Can I revise my answer to
you
eight?
Revise it to eight?
Yeah, and no offense, only because I don't think I could handle one. I know.
No, I know. Famously, can't handle the box.
Right.
People do say.
We've met before, clearly.
Hey, do you not think that's a bit low?
4-litre
cast of Fruity Lexia has how many standard drinks?
This is Australia. So, yeah.
Eight. Do you want to put eight? Or
no.
You want to rise
I'm
up a
thinking,
little bit?
I'm thinking, a little bird whispered in my ear, 21, I think.
16?
26? 26? 20, 26? Is that
Gavroche? It's me, Gavroche, the ghost and little boy from Les Mis. And I would like to proudly say, but I think it's 26.
Do you, 26? Gavroche, the little boy, the ghost from Les Mis.
How do you do? My name's Gavroche. These are the people. 26.
Do you? I don't think they should be giving you cask wine.
But I'm a ghost. I'm really old now.
That makes sense.
That's
does
true,
make,
actually.
I'm a ghost. I'm a French ghost.
Yeah.
Does it sound French?
Does it sound French? That's a good question.
We used to sound like this because I'm a ghost. I'm really old. This is what friends used to sound like. Get up over there. Come on.
Good point, yes.
So you think it's 26, do you, Gavroche?
Yeah, I think it's 26 when I was with the boys on the battlefield, which we were doing the students, and we were having a sing. It was dance battle. And yeah. Lots of us got dance
with
shot.
The empty chairs and empty tables.
Empty chairs, empty tables, empty yep. boxes, a one more. 26 right. drinks.
Yeah, and so you were all drinking Goon, were you?
Yeah.
There at the French Revolution.
Yeah. This has got the same voice as Bondel.
Yeah. I'm going to put 26.
I'm convinced 100%, yeah. I don't see how it could be anything else.
Right, toot toot.
Can I just say, sorry, Karen, can I just say for a second that it was absolutely tragic what happened to the lads over there. So,
in the French Revolution.
Yeah. Should never have happened in the first place, you know what I mean? Like, you're gonna.
So you're pro aristocracy, French aristocracy.
Girondins and all that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, I'm involved, but. but Jacobins, you know, Jacobins. And Girondins, man. Mm. And, you know, yeah. Girondins,
it's hard to
man.
Keep politics out of sport these days.
So true.
Isn't it, Steve?
It is. Yeah. Garden, yes.
Have you thought about, like, when you retire? How many years have you got left in your career? You'd say two, three?
Two, three, four, five, depending on what club I can play for.
Question number six. Where will the Olympics be held in 2024? Where will the Olympics be held in 2024?
I heard a sharp inhale of breath at this.
Yeah, Juniper Wilde, are you looking forward to the Olympics? The opening ceremonies are beautiful events, aren't they?
Have you ever been asked to perform in one of the opening ceremonies?
Yeah, I have. I had to turn it down, though. I had a Chemist Warehouse commercial that I had signed on to.
Well, because at the Sydney Olympics, you would have been about the same age as
Nikki Webster.
Nikki Webster.
Is there tension there? I don't know.
No, there's no tension.
Okay.
There's no tension. I guess, you know, it is difficult though, when you have a callback and it's you and Nikki and, like, I don't want to spread rumors about Nikki because I was explicitly told I could not do defamation on this podcast.
Twice now, yeah.
But I'm just saying, I might not have been the only one passed around. No. Never mind. I won't say it. Olympics, I love them. Yeah. I love it. It's so, it's just so.
All the countries coming together.
It's just so gay pride. You know, everyone together. It's colourful.
Yep.
Do you know where the next one will be held?
I do.
Oh.
I do know.
And?
Oh, well, that's convenient because the question is, where will the Olympics be held in 2024?
Yeah.
That's the same noise from the start.
Yeah.
It's going to be Brisbane.
Brizzy 2024. They're going to have to rush that together.
And I'm going to be in this one.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Bob kind of told me. He made a pinky promise.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting.
I think it's Brisbane. Or is that the Commonwealth Games? They don't seem capable of the Olympics, if I'm honest.
Would you like to put Brisbane?
I mean, it seems like the only possible
answer. I think, a couple of the lads there, you know, look, it's a joke of a competition in the Olympics. Let's be serious.
Oh, really?
The World Cup and the Euro.
You don't think it's competitive enough?
No, it's all these younger players. One or two players can be over 21 and all that. It's a bit of a joke, you know. Oh. Let them have their run. It's all good. But I think...
You're saying you're more athletic than an Olympian?
Well, no, I'm not saying that at all. But I do know, I think it's in Los Angeles. I think that's where the next one is.
Next one in LA,
I
reckon?
Believe that. Like, you know, sometimes I go over there in the off season, watch a couple of movies and all that. But it's nice, a good place, and the full credits, the titty and all that. But they've done well.
Okay, well, do you want to put Los Angeles?
Well, I mean, I was convinced almost by the Brisbane thing, and I was very excited about crocodiles at the Olympics. But now, Los Angeles does sound a little better as a place I'd like to visit.
No, I just don't think they'd let them go there. Too many people will get shot. They're not going to let them go. They're going to get shot.
So I didn't hear you the second time.
Shot.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. Let's do Los Angeles. Okay. Yes.
Oh my gosh, it's actually Brisbane.
Yeah.
I know it's Brisbane. You're going to look a fool and honestly a bit sexist.
That's
a risk you're willing to take.
At this point, I'm doomed as it is. Yes.
I'll put LA. Question number seven. What gay icon?
Me.
would have been 100 this year.
Where are you getting these questions?
If they hadn't died at the age of 47. What gay icon would have been 100 this year if they hadn't passed away at the age of 47? Do you know many gay icons, Sammy?
I'm not familiar. I mean, I know the prominent ones, but from the modern day. But
who are they? What are their names? Like, the prominent ones?
I think I have to throw it out to the Brain Trust, actually.
Any?
Oh, Bondell!
Is it Patapop Lion?
Paddle Pop, the lion from the Paddle Pop commercial.
I don't know. I
don't know. The lion was 100 years old.
Hi, how are you, Greb Thomas, pigman farmer?
Hello, hello, Greb Thomas.
I farm pigmen.
Pigmen.
Yeah, it's a hybrid between a man and a pig.
All right.
And I farm them, and we use them, and there is nothing worse than losing a good pigman.
It's like
tell
a
you.
Dr. Moreau.
Yeah, kind of. Medicine. I guess. Yeah, okay. You could say
pigs
that.
Pigs and men are quite similar, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, we use pigs in little stents for your heart, and exactly. So this.
I thought you meant in terms like you've eaten humans and they taste like bacon.
Like they do taste like bacon. Yeah, 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 big time. Oh, although you do have to. I mean, bacon is a cured pork. Really, that's right. All it is. So
yeah.
You do have to, of course, salt it and you know brine it and things like that.
But thank
you. Yeah, pig men they can be reasoned with though.
Can we the question, however?
Yeah, so Greb Thomas, pigmen farmer, you've popped up because you know the answer to this question.
Oh, no, I just know what it's like to lose someone.
Yeah, I'm so
I can't help but ask. Sorry, and I apologize if this is re-traumatizing for you.
Yeah.
Who did you lose and how?
Bunch of pigmen.
Oh,
yeah. You do grow attached to them, you know. Mm. They become your friends. Yes, I do farm them, and yes, I do farm them for their delicious meats. But when you have board game Tuesdays, you know, every week, you're going to get attached to them.
So you play, you talk, can they talk? Are they
sentient? Oh, they kind of talk and squeal and.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, have you got, is that some of the pigmen you've got there in the background?
I think that was the Paddle Pop Lion, actually.
Oh. For a while about how I could make that noise and it wasn't that. No, it was not that. Dad! I should have never left.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's about.
But what gay icon would have been 100 this year if they hadn't died at the
Liberace.
Age of 47?
That's actually decent. That is good.
It's a great question.
He died
too
young.
Yeah, you train your pigmen.
Wait, what year did you say they died?
All right, let's go.
47.
They died when they were 47.
Oh, when they were 47?
Yeah.
Liberace, yeah.
The only one I could think of is, I guess, I'll go with Liberace. Is what, yeah, all right. Yeah.
All right, I'll put Liberace.
Also, Liberace is a fantastic up-and-coming forward for the Italian squad.
Really?
We can't see what he does in the next World Cup.
Yeah?
So fantastic.
You've played
well, we've got a lot of play, like, couple of scouts watching him every week, and hopefully he'll be signed for the club soon. So,
great.
Watch his space.
Question number 8. What are the two broad category names for coffee beans? What are the two broad category names for coffee beans?
This is a Melbourne question for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. All right, two broad.
Do you drink a lot of coffee, Sammy?
I'm actually not a coffee drinker.
Okay.
Which is, I know, blasphemous to say.
No, that's fine.
I could feel them turning against me.
That's perfectly. I mean, it's essentially a drug, isn't it?
Well,
it's a substance.
I'm not against drugs. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan of coffee. No,
okay,
I'm not. Yeah, it's.
Is it a banned substance, coffee, in the Premier League?
No, absolutely not. Don't mind the old latte.
Wow, that's wild.
Probably crazy, you know, but chicken all that. But I do prefer almond milk because it's protein, and you know, you don't want to be too gluggy up before the game. And
I mean, you've got to be careful what you put in your system, though, don't you, Steve?
Absolutely, and also the system you play as well. So we play 4-4-2. We have a couple of wing backs that come up through the side there. And,
that one's on you. That is entirely your fault.
Anyway, great game.
I think the only thing I can think of is roasted and non-roasted.
Roasted and non-roasted. Okay, that's an early play. Well, Juniper Wild's already admitted to using some substances, so maybe she has some assistance here. Are you a coffee drinker?
I'm no. Well, I used to be, but now it's just crack, honestly. Yeah. But I do still dabble in coffee.
Was it like a gateway drug for you, was it?
It was, yeah. But coffee enemas are still good, you know? Anything up the arse. but coffee especially. Gets you going in the morning. I do think of, with this question, though, I am thinking, you know, Maccas have a coffee bean, and then all the wankers in Melbourne, and I'm just like, are they the same bean, or is that the two different types? You know, what's the
Maccas
question?
Maccas and wankers? Is that?
Yeah, I think it's like, because I can't imagine, you know, the wankers at all the Melbourne coffee shops are using the same beans as Maccas, and I think they all say Ethiopia on them, so I'm like, it must be Maccas and wankers.
Hey, Maccas and wankers.
Steve Manley here.
Oh, Steve Manley, President of the Society of Chose.
That's right. I just wanted to say, you know, being you know, a member of the Chode Society,
the president, no less.
And a lot of people that are into like coffee do have chodes.
So, Steve, can I interrupt? Just for people who might not know, what is a chode?
A chode. It's of course a male genitalia, you know.
I thought you said a meal.
It's hardly a meal. You know.
More of an entree.
Of course, you know, it is a penis, of course, and it's as wide as it is long. So, you know, and you know, it's a real thing, and we do exist, and it's all about visibility for something that is not very visible.
Yeah.
You do have to have squinting just to say loud and proud, hey, I've got a chode. It's like a wee porcini mushroom.
So you need a whole like society for just that?
It's people coming together, you know.
Yeah, searching for, you know, companionship.
Because we are lonely, and we do have emotions. And you have not paid your dues, Sammy, in quite some time.
Fair enough.
You guys do fantastic work down there, and thanks for coming to the games and all that every week. And we really support that and support you and all that.
Are there many categories of chode, or is it just the one broad category?
Oh, well, there are many. God has many shapes for the chode kind. It's like a snowflake.
If you touch it, it'll disappear. But you're just like all of us, of course. That's your main mission, to make sure everyone knows it. So you drink coffee. Chode, people who have chodes.
Oh, people that have chodes. One of those people that really get into coffee. Mm. One of those people that really get into whiskey, you know, just want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
Or like hi-fi systems. Or, you know, like, you know, Pokemon.
Yeah.
Star Wars.
Star Wars is a big one as well.
Big one, we kind of like, whenever Star Wars comes out, we always go, okay, which person of colour are we going to harass until they get off Twitter?
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, that's just a fan base, isn't it?
Sounds like a great time to me,
But what are the two broad category names for coffee beans?
Yeah.
I genuinely
had no memory of the question.
The whole reason I remember this was because there are two types of chodes. There's washed and unwashed.
Yes. So do you want to put washed and unwashed?
I'm not. Is there? Can I get a nod from the rest of the brain trust? No, I'm not. That just sounds racist.
Hey guys, it's me, Trent.
Trent, hello. Yeah,
thanks for having me here. It's real
I'm so
good.
Sorry, Trent. I have no memory whatsoever of who you are.
That's okay. I was on pretty early in the podcast history, probably first or second ep or something. I'm Trent, and I'm 29, and I've just recently got my L's, and I moved to the big city.
Congratulations!
Yeah, you have a bakery. Welcome, with Trent. My dad in the outback.
You run a bakery, of course.
Yeah. Got pies and that. And
you've won awards for your pies.
Yeah, we've got award winning pies, which is real good.
Do you sell coffee at the bakery?
Yeah. See you guys.
Okay, so that's Trent. Trent was here.
Okay. You know what?
Washed and unwashed.
I think washed and unwashed, black or white, or
roasted and unroasted.
I think I'll go with like my own instinct and go with roasted and unroasted.
Roasted and unroasted.
Even though it's probably wrong. Yeah.
Okay, roasted and unroasted. Question number 9. What are the two broad category names for marijuana? Similar
roasted
question.
And unroasted.
Roasted and unroasted. I think that's the two broad categories of marijuana users.
Oh, right, yeah.
That you've
fair enough.
Stumbled across there. Yeah, but what are the two broad category
names?
Some
marijuana. There's.
Hey, Kyron, it's Ben Russell here.
Oh! Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Popular marijuana user, Ben Russell, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Expert in marijuana.
I was just walking past and...
Oh, you're in the protest?
Yeah, I was just in the protest, just, you know, protecting our freedoms. No, okay, no big deal. Thank you later.
They are under threat, yes.
Yeah. Well, do you know that there's a medical apartheid, Kyron?
Oh, right, yeah. it's the best kind of apartheid.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. And anyway, the two main types, I just happen to... Because I, of course, abhor drugs.
Absolutely.
But it's indica and sativa, I hear. I don't know.
Right. So, you know. All right, well, thanks. How's the pilot on Channel 10?
Oh, it's great. Thank you so much for asking. Because
Ben, you have tickets available to some upcoming shows?
Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Yes, I've got tickets to be a show this coming week. And
Hollywood Tours.
Yeah, and 10Play. Check out 10play.com. Time to Die. It's a pilot.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go. And protect more freedom, so I'll see you guys later. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben. Going to put indica and sativa.
Yeah, thanks. I couldn't remember either of those, so I'm glad that you did.
It's true, actually. It's kind of funny. The indica is the only one you can really get away with smoking that during the season because it doesn't come out in a piss test. But.
Oh, didn't know that. That is also handy information in case I ever become a professional athlete.
Yeah, absolutely. It's indica and sativa. Does that ring true for you, Juniper?
Well, I'm going to be honest. Usually when I get to weed, it's to bring me back.
Yeah, okay, it's a return drug.
Yeah, so it's usually the last sort of like bring me back to earth sort of drug. So I
do
never really start
indica
with...
Do you prefer indica or sativa, do you know? Like,
well, that's the thing is I honestly never know what I'm taking by the time I get to weed, you know. It's really just to sort of ground me back after the ketamine crack. And, you know, so I mean, I'm happy. I mean, Ben really seemed like he knew what he was talking about when he was talking about freedom. Yeah. And he really seemed like he knew what he was talking about when he talked about medical apartheid. So I think it's going to have to be, I'd lock in the
Indica
and the stevia.
And stevia.
India and stevia it is for me. Thank you.
India and stevia. Question number 10. Final question.
Oh, wow. Already.
Here we go at the end.
What a journey.
Question number 10. What does the MI stand for in the UK's MI5 and MI6?
Can I just say this one?
Yeah, I...
Mission Impossible.
I would have been disappointed with anything.
Sorry, that was too easy.
Have you seen the new Top Gun while you're talking about
Tom Maverick. Fantastic.
Love it.
Tell you what, not a big fan of the story, but I love the jet and all that.
Oh, you thought there's too much plot?
Yeah, and also, I'm not sure... The only thing is, I'm not really sure what they're fighting against, is it China or Russia or whatever, but it's all right.
Who would you want them to fight against?
Me past.
Did you say you've seen it as well, Juniper?
Yeah, I have. As a queer icon, I have to watch Top Gun, obviously. It's the most homoerotic movie in cinemas.
That beach scene? You know, I heard about
the
beach scene.
Yes,
they'd shot that. Was it volleyball or were they wrestling? I can't really remember. I was lost.
Yeah.
But I heard that Tom Cruise went back, watched the rushes and said, no, we've got to shoot it again.
I don't doubt it. And he probably watched it alone and he probably watched it with his pants off. So.
We're getting so close again, aren't we?
Again.
Yeah, you were warned. You were warned. Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. Tom Cruise is definitely straight, and Scientology is awesome.
Are you a Scientologist?
Yes. I mean, I would be, honestly. It's such great networking. It's that in AA. I'm like, yeah, definitely. Narcotics Anonymous, yes, please.
we have a
It is up. I, Sir Robert Nider.
Oh, welcome, Sir Robert Nider.
It was I that taught Stephen how to curry.
Yes.
I taught Paul the Hogan.
Yep.
And showed Angowry the rice. She was in Nice Guys. Okay, she's an Australian actor.
So Robert Nider, you invented Nider, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Chiron. And I taught Tom how to cruise.
Did he? I didn't know he was Australian, an Australian
He's
actor.
He's not.
Oh, so he's an exception to the rule.
Yes! Kyron, he came to me, Tom. He said, Sir Robert, I need to fly a plane. Mm. And I said, let me show you how to cruise high above the sky.
Where did you learn?
I am an actor.
Sorry, sir.
Yes.
Do I not learn from life itself?
Life is a lesson.
Do I not have hands?
Hey, guys, it's me, life itself. I was the drama teacher for Sir Robert Nida in 1929. Just a fun little gag.
Sir Robert Nida, did you teach, by chance, Sean how to Connery?
No. Why? That's a trap.
Did you teach Timothy how to Dalton?
Oh, I taught many people how to Dalton.
Jeffrey, oh, yeah. You obviously taught how to rush, right? Clearly.
We established he didn't, actually.
Yeah. Stuck around major role.
I was in the bathroom.
So you have experience with Jeffrey or with...
No. As I said, just the politicians.
Oh, right. Sorry.
Go back to...
Did you teach George how to Lazenby? Is that his name?
Yes, I taught George how to Lazenby.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. Lazenby.
Just before he was James Bond.
Yes, he came to me and he said, Sir Robert, I must be James Bond. I said, George, how can you be James Bond when you can't even be George Lazenby? Mm. And he said, you're right. And he wept and I said, arise, George, you are now a Lazenby. And he said, I don't understand. I said, you won't.
Yes. He wasn't very good as Bond, was he?
I thought that he was great, actually. He's actually a little bit, I think it's underrated, personally. He's a much more emotional James Bond.
In those original scripts, did they use the full... Was it just MI6, or did they use the full title for... back then, they probably wouldn't have had...
Very good way to bring it back around, Kyron. Very clever. A lot of people missed that, but I caught it. He brought the whole thing back to the original question.
Well, we're running out of time.
And that's why I officially will teach you how to Wheatley.
And you brought it back around yourself. Well done. But what does the MI stand for in the UK's MI5 and MI6?
I mean, my gut says military intelligence. Mm-hmm. But it could have been anything, really. I'm
Majesty
sure.
something. Majesty's intelligence or something like that.
Really?
I'm not sure.
Do you have any reason?
Does it stand for Michelle is on next and we have to wrap it up soon, otherwise...
Yeah. Oh, Michelle Brazier is here!
Oh!
Oh, Michelle Brazier, hello! Yeah.
Hello.
I think by the time this gets out, people will probably have just missed your show's Reform.
Right, yeah.
And Comedy Republic. But are you going overseas? We've got listeners all around the world.
Yeah, I'm going overseas.
Yeah, where are you off to?
Scotland.
Stuff. All right,
Scotland.
Yeah, Scotland.
Oh, you'll be able to visit Steve.
Yeah, I'll come see you, Steve.
Come see us play. I think we'll have a game in Edinburgh. I'll be sure. That'll be great.
Okay.
Oh, and all that. But
I'll come. Will you come see my play if I come see your play?
Oh, Michelle, I'm such a fan. Honestly, I'll come every week. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I love that.
Michelle Brazier, everybody.
So I was going to
Mission
say
Impossible.
Don't put military intelligence.
I was going to say military intelligence, but Majesty's intelligence?
I'm not sure.
Male
I don't
intelligence?
Think it was me. I think it was the NC.
Is it not? Well, then why are they only men?
Yeah, that's a good point. That is a very good point. That is, I'll go military intelligence.
Military intelligence. That's 10 questions.
Yay! All right.
Yay! How do you feel you did, Sammy?
Exhausted. Sorry, that's not the question. I think probably terribly would be my guess. Yeah.
Well, let's find out. Question number one was this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like so long ago. If you nutmeg someone, what sport are you playing? You said football, and it's football.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Last done a few weeks on the game, George. Yeah, so I thought we've done all right. But.
Yeah.
Which of these is not a cheese? The options were Stinking Bishop, Ticklemore, Slack McGurdy, which is what you locked in, and Pop's Bottom. But Pop's Bottom is not a cheese.
Oh, all right.
Slack McGurdy, not a soccer player, a cheese, unfortunately.
Interesting.
So no points there. Question number three. Along the Watchtower is a song originally by Bob Dylan. According to Bob Catter, how regularly is someone torn to pieces by a crocodile in far north Queensland? You said 3 months, and it's 3 months. You said there are 26 standard drinks in a 4-litre cask of Fruity Lexia, but it's 30. Where will the Olympics be held in 2024? You said Los Angeles, but it's Paris.
Okay. What the fuck?
I get those two confused all the time.
It's the Paris, Paris is the Los Angeles of Europe. It really. Many people have said that.
Question number seven. What gay icon would have been 100 this year if they hadn't died at the age of 47? You said Liberace, but it's Judy Garland. Question number eight. What are the two broad category names for the coffee beans? You said roasted and unroasted.
Roasted, right, yeah.
But it's Arabica and Robusta.
Yeah, there's no way I would have known that. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I knew that, but I couldn't think of a character who would know it.
So you had one job.
I just sat in the front row going, that's wrong.
Question number nine. What are the two broad category names for marijuana? Ben was right. It's indica and sativa.
Shocking. That, yeah, we...
And the MI in MI5 and MI6 stands for military intelligence, giving you 4 out of 10.
Four.
Not bad.
It's not a good result.
Yeah.
Nearly a pass.
That's very good.
Yeah. Nearly.
It's nearly a pass.
Yeah, that's right. That's how I live my life, nearly passing things.
Yep. What have, how's the album been reviewed, Juniper? Are you getting sort of 4s out of 10s or...?
I mean, yeah, here and there. I try not to stay into, the, like, you know, look too much into the reviews because those who can't produce and perform, those who can't music, review it.
Yes.
So, yep. 4 out of 10. I mean, honestly, I would be chuffed with that.
Yeah. Well, I think the album is fantastic. A friend of mine, Alex Hines, gave it to me and recommended it to me.
Oh, yeah, great.
Is she a big fan of yours, Alex?
Yeah, Hines? Probably the only person who is a fan of mine, to be honest. Yeah. But she's great. Great taste. Funny gal. Goes a little hard for a podcast, I might say, costume-wise. But apart from that,
it is an audio medium, yeah, famously.
Yeah, it is an audio medium. But
does she have any shows coming up, do you know?
She is actually doing her show To Chappelle and Back in the Melbourne Fringe.
Oh, fantastic.
And actually, coincidentally, I will also, Juniper Wild, be doing a show in Melbourne Fringe as
will
well.
You? Oh, fantastic.
Yes, it's called Juniper Rising, a story of redemption and revival. And well, hopefully that happens.
Well, please thank the High Priestess of Pop, Juniper Wild.
Thank you so much.
I think you stay there.
Yeah, hang in there for a second. And Steve Butland, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Diverting. It was lovely to be with you as you de-sweated slowly across the course.
Yeah, it's a bit dry now, but it's... look, I'm not happy with the result, honestly. I think a few things went against us during the week, and I think we're on fairly criticised. We're going back to the training ground next Monday and see what happens from there. But,
Stu Dorman scored some fantastic goals.
He's all right. He's all right.
One of the lads.
Yeah. No, he's done all right, but it's a team game at the end of the day.
If I want to catch Stu Dorman again, because I'm a big fan of his, where can I find him?
He's done a show here for the Replay Festival, July 21. It's a show called Ha Ha, which is ironic. It's not that funny, but... he's all right. So he's got that. And then follow Yes, Yes, Yes Comedy on Instagram. So that's good.
Great.
Well, thank you very much for being here, Steve Butland. And Sammy Shah, congratulations, 4 out of 10.
I think that's worse than the last time I was here. Yeah,
I think it is. Yeah,
because I'm dropping further down the leaderboard. Yeah, yeah.
We'll see how you go next time. You have an Audible series coming out.
I do. It's August 3rd, so this is a while still before it comes out. But it's a full drama production of a crime noir series that I wrote. It's called The Mist, M-I-S-S-E-D. We've had arguments over the names. And but yeah, it comes out August 3rd, and it's set in our favorite place in the world, Western Australia.
Terrific.
Yeah.
I won't be listening. And thank you all so much for being here and coming to the live show. It's fantastic. So great to have you for 100 episodes of this stupidity. And like I said, you can now actually join the Brains Trust. You can send us some, what do they say on podcasts? Shekels each week? Is that what you're supposed to say?
Shekels, and then you go to iTunes and leave a 5-star review. Leave a review. And a review. That's what
we're going to start doing all that shit.
Yeah.
So in the Ben's shaking his head at me. As if to say, it's not worth it.
But don't if you set your integrity out for reviews and ratings. Yeah.
But if you disagree, then in the show notes from today's episode, you can join us on this Brains Trust. Thank you so much. That's Wax Quizzical this week. We'll see you next week for another 100 episodes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.